Okay, on Sunday we had, it was a very coordinated effort between multiple agencies, entities, including National Marine Fisheries Service, Humboldt State University, Delmar County Sheriff's Department, California Department of Fish and Game, Yurok Tribe, Delmar County Fire actually had a fire boat down here, and some volunteers. And so we started off with a approaching the whale with pipes hanging over the boats and banging on the pipes, making some noise to try to get the whale to move downstream. Was not all that successful, and so then we would try various tactics of hazing to try to make the whale believe it wasn't the best place for her to be, where we'd have boats approach her and banging on the pipes and things like that. And we did that off and on for most of the day, and then finally we decided that whatever we were doing, after a while she'd get used to it and just didn't seem to be affected by it that much. So we decided that we would pull back and not conduct those efforts anymore, at least not until we deemed it had to be done again.
How scientific was this approach?
Well, we had some of the best whale experts that I'm aware of on the West Coast were there. And they've used these similar techniques with whales in other areas with varying degrees of success. But I think that they realized going into this that it was by no means a guarantee that we were going to be successful. But the hope was that we would be, because it's thought that that would be the best thing for the health of the whale.